the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kasbick, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Today's episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the app and join me on Sunday towards the end of the game to get in on the action. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. And coming up on today's show, I know we talked about we were going to be doing a crossover with Jason Burke from Locked On A's, but the timing didn't actually work out between us, so I was kind of scrambling to come up with content for today's episode. And what I realized was that the Giants here are at the three-quarters mark of the season. They're not quite there yet with, you know, before today's game, but after they play tonight's game against the A's, they will have passed that point. So coming up on today's show, we are going to talk about where the Giants rank in some key categories. We're going to look at their offense, look at their pitching, defense, everything at the three-quarter mark of the season. Obviously not a small sample anymore. The Giants have played a lot of games. They have played, let's see, their record is 78-43. So first of all, I mean, I don't need to add that up, but it's 121 games. And just to look at where they are in the standings, the Dodgers have been on a roll. So the Dodgers are only 2.5 back, despite the fact that the Giants have been playing so well recently. The Dodgers have won, I think, 7 straight. But regardless, you know it's been a great season for the Giants. So we're going to kind of look at what's gone right and see if anything has gone wrong. So the first place I want to start is offense. I like offense. I like home runs. And if you like offense, the Giants have been a fun team to follow the last couple years. So as you know, I like to do non-pitcher offense. It really doesn't make sense to include pitchers when we're comparing National League teams and American League teams, because the American League teams don't have to have a pitcher in the lineup. So we can't, I see that all the time, like, oh, the OPS leaders in baseball, and then you're comparing American League teams and NL teams. We simply can't do that without the caveat that you're including pitchers for the NL teams. So on FanGraphs, there's a lovely little button you can click that just takes out pitchers. So that's what we're going to click, and then we're going to compare the Giants to the rest of the league. And in terms of just straight offense, I like to look at non-pitcher weighted runs created plus. And the Giants as a team are at 113, meaning they've put up 13% above average offense on the season. And that ranks them fourth in Major League Baseball, tied with the Blue Jays actually for third, but probably percentage points behind them. And that's why they're ranked after Toronto. But the only team in the NL that's been better offensively by this metric is the Dodgers at 116. So the way the Giants have done it, they've hit 256 with a 335 on base and 455 slugging. That 256 average, it might not sound very good, but that's actually in the top, you know, it's seventh in the league. The median is right around 245. I would imagine the average is as well, but I don't want to have to go through looking. But anyway, above average at 256. But again, this is one of those numbers. If you just look at what most people put out there when they're talking about, quote, team batting average, they're counting pitchers. And I just think that's messed up, because the Giants pitchers have been particularly bad. And I think if time permits, we'll look at how the Giants pitchers have fared at the plate this year. And it's not good. It's not good at all. So moving on to on-base percentage, the Giants at 335, that might not sound great either, but it's sixth best in Major League Baseball. The median is the Rays at 319. So well above average for the Giants in the on-base department. And that is a good sign, especially when we look at Where are the Giants doing their best? It's in the slugging department. So the Giants had a 455 slugging percentage. That's second in Major League Baseball behind only the Toronto Blue Jays. But a better indicator of power is actually isolated power, which is slugging minus batting average. And in isolated power, the Giants are at 199 as a team, and league average is, the median is about 170. And that 199 mark for the Giants is number one in all of baseball. Again, of course, you heard me 1,000 times, but I'm not counting pitchers here. Giants, you know, with that high on base percentage, it has a lot to do with the fact that they're sixth in walk rate at 9.9%. And in terms of strikeout rate, this was a concern early on. People were freaking out a little bit about the Giants striking out too much. And as I look here, this is one area where they're actually below league average. It's so far the only area where they're not among the very best in the game. Their strikeout rate is 23.1% by their non-pitchers. The median is 22.7%. This was something coming into the year that we thought the Giants would actually do really well in, that they wouldn't strike out a lot. It doesn't help that they, for example, didn't have Tommy La Stella pretty much most of the season, because he is always among the league leaders in not striking out. So him being in the lineup regularly is going to improve this number as time goes on. But for now, this is one area where the Giants actually are below league average offensively. But let's just look at the pitchers really quick before we wrap up and move on to some other categories. Giants pitchers are not as bad as I thought. Only a negative 34 weighted runs created plus. That's just atrocious. But there are some teams that are worse, but not a whole lot of NL teams that are worse. But there are some. That's kind of amazing. Giants pitchers are hitting 067 with a 130 on base and 083 slugging. That's why it's messed up to count them in team numbers. They've got a 51% strikeout rate. They literally strike out more than half the time. Just abysmal. Just abysmal. So coming up next, we're going to look at a couple more offensive numbers. I want to talk about wins above replacement. I think, you know, that counts defense and base running too. But I'm going to lump that in with kind of the offensive metrics. And then we're going to look at pitching, starting pitching, relief pitching, defense, all of that. So stay tuned for that. That's all coming up next. But first, I want to talk about the delicious tasting Built Bar. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's really something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. We, the Locked On hosts, we have a group chat, and we are constantly talking about Built Bars and which ones are our favorite. And I mean that wholeheartedly. Cherry, coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. Want to know what my favorite is? It's definitely German chocolate. I am a big chocolate fan. If you haven't tried them all, you can get a mix box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. These Built Bars are healthy, and that's a really important thing to me. They're low in sugar, high in protein, and low in calories as well. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. And if you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. All right, as promised, here in segment number 2, as they say, we're going to just continue to look at the Giants numbers as we are at the 3-quarter mark of the season. By wins above replacement, which, you know, a lot of people like don't like to use wins above replacement, I either see two things. Either people don't like wins above replacement, and often it's because they don't understand it, let's be real. Or there's people who adhere to it too much without understanding it. I guess the main takeaway is that people don't understand it in general, which I think is whatever, but I know a lot of you do understand it, but some of you undoubtedly don't really know what's going on with wins above replacement. Basically, different sites have their own ways that they calculate this. So it's not like home run total, which is just indisputable, right? If you hit 20 home runs, you hit 20 home runs. There's no way to interpret that. But with wins above replacement, it is not a finite kind of number that has no wiggle room for interpretation. But the benefit that I see in wins above replacement is it's the best, you know, guess that we have in terms of, it's the best effort that we have in terms of combining offense, base running, defense, whatever we think goes into the value of a player. And so, excuse me one second. And so the Giants are at 21.1 by their non-pitchers. And that just so happens to be fourth best in Major League Baseball. This is actually a number where it's, even when we're taking out pitchers, it's not necessarily fair to compare National League teams to American League teams because of the fact that American League teams have an extra player that they're working with. So I consider it relevant that the Giants, just like with weighted runs created plus, they're second in the National League behind only the Dodgers. It is interesting that the Giants are coming in behind the Dodgers. The Giants are also behind the Dodgers in run differential on the season. So, you know, if you're wanting to look for reasons that maybe the Giants' hold on the National League West is a little bit in jeopardy, I think that there's reason to believe that it is. There's every indication that even though the Giants are currently ahead of the Dodgers remain a uber team, uber talented super team, and they very well could pass the Giants. And some of these numbers that we've looked at so far tell that story. But anyway, this number, wins above replacement, it attempts to combine the different elements that go into value. And so, like I said, though, you can't, people just put this number out there like it's the official word, but we need to specify, are we talking about FanGraphs wins above replacement? Are we talking about Baseball Reference wins above replacement? I think typically people are looking at Baseball Reference. It's important to know the differences between the two sources and why those numbers are different. For example, FanGraphs and Baseball Reference use different defensive metrics that go into their calculation. FanGraphs for pitchers uses fielding independent pitching instead of ERA in its wins above replacement metric. And there are other differences as well that in the heat of the moment here, I'm not remembering. But moving on a little bit to another element of offense for the Giants, I want to talk about their base running, which we have seen, I think anecdotally, a lot of people would agree that the Giants have not been a great base running team this year. And sure enough, FanGraphs has them at -6.8 runs above average, meaning 6.8 runs below average by their base running as a whole this season. And this number is not just about stolen bases, right? This is a number that is carefully crafted, and it has to do with taking extra bases, like going first to third, scoring from second on a single, and also making outs on the bases. If you're like not just stolen bases, but making outs on the bases. And so all in all, through all the, you know, the calculations that FanGraphs has come up with to create this metric, -6.8 runs on the season, their base runners have cost them below the average team. And the Mets are the worst at -15.3 runs above average. The median, shouldn't it be zero? I would think it would be zero, but it's 0.6. Maybe the average is zero. I don't know. The Rockies are number one. Anyway, you don't need to know all that. Let's move on to defense. FanGraphs has this metric, defensive runs above average, and the Giants rank 10th at 0.2 defensive runs above average. That kind of checks out for me. They've had some really good defenders like Brandon Crawford, Steven Duggar, and they've had some not so good defenders. Tommy La Stella, I hate to say it, but he has not had a great defensive season when he's been out there, especially early on. He was, I would say, costing them a little bit on defense. Donovan Solano has had his good moments and he's had his bad moments. So, you know, it checks out to me that they're right around average in terms of runs above average for defense. So I think it's time to move on to the pitching. The pitching tells a different story for the Giants. And I think looking at the overall numbers before we split it into starters and relievers. And again, this is where wins above replacement and the differences between Fangraphs and Fielding Independent Pitching, or excuse me, Fangraphs and like Baseball Reference comes into play when it comes to wins above replacement, because the Giants have a 3.32 ERA by their pitchers on the season, which is really good. But so let's see, that 3.32 ERA ranks second in all of baseball. Again, second behind the Los Angeles Dodgers. Giants are coming in second and everything behind LA. However, by wins above replacement by their pitchers as a whole, they're seventh. So that might not make sense if you didn't know that Fangraphs uses Fielding Independent Pitching in its WAR calculation. So second best ERA, but seventh best wins above replacement. So I'm going to assume the Fielding Independent Pitching is close to seventh best. And actually, the Giants' Fielding Independent Pitching is third best. So I'm not entirely sure what the discrepancy is about there. Doesn't mean that I'm wrong that they use Fielding Independent Pitching. It just, they use more than just Fielding Independent Pitching. So it's hard to argue that the Giants have had a top, 10 pitching staff based on these numbers, just, looking at it from a macro perspective. But I think that looking at the individual starters versus relievers is going to tell a different story. And then it's also interesting and noteworthy that there's been a lot of turnover, particularly in the bullpen. So the overall numbers don't necessarily tell the story of who's currently in the bullpen. But before we get to that, I do just want to quickly look at the trends for like home runs per nine by the whole pitching staff. Giants are fourth best in the league in home runs per nine at 1.00. So they average one home run per nine innings. And as we know, they're averaging well over one home run hit per nine innings as an offense. And so that kind of tells the story right there. If you're out homering your opponents every single night, you have a really good chance to win. So the Giants' ground ball rate as a staff, as a pitching staff, is number one in baseball at 46.0%. So number one in baseball and ground ball rate. It helps when you have a really good defender like Crawford having the type of season that he's having. That explains a lot of their success right there. So let's lastly just look at strikeout rate and walk rate. Giants pitchers are, where are they? They're 16th in strikeout rate, 23.9%. So right around the median, which is 24%. So just like with their hitters, strikeout rate is not necessarily a strength. However, when we look at walk rate, the Giants are number one at 7.1%. Number one meaning the lowest walk rate in Major League Baseball by their pitchers this season. So huge reason for their success. They don't walk anybody and they put the ball on the ground and they don't allow a lot of home runs. So coming up next, we'll look at the starters versus the relievers and see if that tells, us any new information about the strengths and or weaknesses of this team as a whole as we get to the three-quarter mark of the season. But before we get to that, I want to tell you that it's that time of the year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code is LOCKEDON. All right. As promised, we're going to wrap this thing up by looking at the Giants starting pitchers versus relief pitchers. If I can find it as I click my buttons here, starting pitchers versus relief pitchers for the Giants this season. As we know, the starting pitching started off as such a strength and the bullpen was a little bit shaky to start the year. As time has gone on recently, the bullpen has been more of a strength than the starting rotation. And there's been a lot of turnover in the pen, so we'll look at some individual performers at some point. But I do want to start with the starting pitchers. So Giants starting pitchers on the season have an earned run average of 3.41. So that's a little bit higher than their overall ERA. So I guess that we'll find that the bullpen ERA is better. However, the starting pitcher fielding independent pitching is pretty close to the ERA. So I'm guessing there's more of a discrepancy with the relievers. Giants starters have a fielding independent pitching of 3.58, which is third best in the league, behind LA and Milwaukee. So by wins above replacement, Giants starting pitchers rank sixth. So it's hard to argue that they don't have a top starting pitching staff in the league. And let's see, when we look at the home run rate by the starters, they are second at 0.98 behind only the Brewers. Their ground ball rate is 47.5%, which is third best in the league. When we look at strikeouts and walks, which I'm going to imagine that the strikeout rate is below average. No, it's actually above average at 24.6%. And that walk rate, let's see if that holds up, that that's the best in the league, or if it's the relievers that are fueling that. Giants are not number one, so their relievers must be number one by a huge margin here, because Giants at 7.1% are sixth, which is good, but it's not the best in the league. So clearly they've had a really good starting pitching staff, but it doesn't look like, you know, one of the three best in the game right now. And they've obviously had some injury concerns and Kevin Gausman kind of regressing a little bit concerns, or losing some command concerns with Gausman. But they've also had the emergence of guys like Logan Webb, specifically just Logan Webb. He's having a breakout season. I've been talking about him a ton on the podcast lately, but you know, he's been fantastic, and time will tell if Kevin Gausman can figure it out. If Di Sclafani can be healthy, he had to leave his last start with the ankle injury. So we'll see on all that. And to me, that's like one of the biggest stories over the last month plus of the season is what is going to be the state of the starting rotation as the playoffs roll in. So anyway, moving on to the relievers, Giants bullpen has a 3.20 ERA, which is third best in the league. As I expected, their fielding independent pitching is, you know, there's more of a discrepancy between the ERA and the FIP than there was with the starters. They're at 3.79, which I'm going to guess as I click here is not among the very best in the league. Their fielding independent pitching is sixth, so that's not bad at all. And by wins above replacement, it kind of disappeared on me here. By wins above replacement, which is not necessarily the best way to look at relievers, Giants are 10th. So their home runs per nine, I'm going to guess, is extremely good. And it's 1.02, which is 8th. So it's not as good as I would have guessed, but it's still good. I mean, 8th best. Pretty much this explains why the Giants have the best record in the league. There's nothing that we can point to and say that they're bad. They're at the worst, they're average in some categories. The reliever ground ball rate is 10th at 43.9%. The thing that's going to really stand out is the walk rate. Strikeout rate by the bullpen is relatively low. They're 24th out of 30 teams at 22.7%. But the walk rate is where they really, really shine. They are number one by a wide margin at 7.2%. So as we look at the bullpen, I do want to look at some of the individual performers. But by win probability added, The Giants are at 5.01 by their relievers, and this is one of the more telling stats about a bullpen. Win probability added, like if you enter the game and the game is hanging in the balance, say it's 50-50 by Fangraph's win probability, you know, algorithm, and then it, let's say it's the bottom of the ninth or the top of the ninth, and it's 50-50 because you're in a dicey situation, but you're clinging to a lead, maybe bases loaded, one out or something like that, and you end up getting out of the inning and keeping the lead, you've improved your team's win probability from 50% to 100%. So that's a plus 0.5 win probability gain. And that's what this number is for the Giants. On the season, they're at 5.01. So going from 50% to 100% is 0.5. On the year, cumulatively, they're at 5.01. You can be negative, though. Let's say you enter at 50% win probability, and then you blow the game, and your win probability is obviously zero because you lost. You go in the negative direction. So the D-backs are last in Major League Baseball at -6.86. Giants have had a lot to do with that. The Giants have burned the D-backs bullpen multiple times. There was that Yastrzemski splash hit grand slam comeback. There was the ninth inning comeback down 4-0. The Giants came back and won that game. So Giants have put a hurting on the D-backs bullpen in this category. Anyway, you all know that the bullpen has turned over a lot. Some of the Giants' worst relievers are guys who are no longer on the team. Camilo Duvall was not good when he was here in a brief, you know, brief cameos. Gregory Santos, Matt Whistler, John Brebbia. These are some of the worst performers on the Giants' bullpen. So it's not entirely fair to look at the overall season numbers because we are counting guys who are no longer here. But anyway, that is all the time we have for today. I really hope you enjoyed this walkthrough of the state of the Giants 75% of the way through the season. Coming up on Monday, we're going to do what we do every Monday. We're going to talk about three things we learned this weekend with the San Francisco Giants as they take on the Oakland A's. Also, I know some of you are watching this on YouTube. So for those of you who are not, this show is now available on YouTube, and I hope that you check it out there in addition to listening to the podcast. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. It helps me out so much, so thank you in advance, and thank you to everyone who's done so already. Have a great weekend. Thanks again for listening. You are now Locked On Giants.